This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number four, the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, too, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and all around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the little like button there and then get in the chat room and you can converse with us just the way we are right now with about 14 or 15 people that are in there right now. As a matter of fact, there's been as many as 60 in there at one time. And joining us right now, who might get talked about in a minute, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I promise I'm not making this up. The Iranian Navy was doing some practicing with some surface-to-surface missiles that they had on one of their frigates, and they were firing at a target, which is not uncommon, being towed by another vessel. And there was a supply ship in the area that was replenishing the targets. When one would get blown away, they send the ship in to put another one in there. Now, they are saying that the ship got too close to the target, and the Iranian frigate fired one of the surface-to-surface missiles, locked onto the supply ship, and sunk it, and killed 19 of their sailors and injured another 15. Not very smart.
No, and the loss of life is always regrettable and a somber thing. But what's the Iranian translation for Barney Fife?
I don't know. Goobly gosh? I don't know.
Yeah, because that's just, that should never have happened, even if the supply ship got close enough and bumped into the freaking target.
Right.
You know, so if this is the way the Iranian Navy has access, we have bumps. Every now and then one of our ships will bump another ship.
Right.
That's the limit to our access.
South China Sea. Yep, South China Sea.
You know, if you're blowing up your own boats, you may want to think twice before you go to war with the United States.
Yeah, and by the way, this goes to prove the point that any of our vessels that are in the Mediterranean or the Gulf of Oman or the Straits of Hormuz, they need to be ready at any time. If these guys are that putsy with their finger on the trigger, then we need to be ready before they even get a chance at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially when you're talking about people who claim to have nuclear capability. It's obviously their safeguards aren't up to international standards. So, yeah, you've got to be ready at all times for just about everything.
Now, there's another story that's coming out right now about the show called Meet the Press. And over the weekend, Chuck Todd took a section of Bill Barr, Attorney General Barr, answering a question from Catherine Herridge, and misled the audience about Barr's reply because they edited the clip and cut some things out to make it sound like it said something totally distant. Now, doesn't that sound familiar?
It does, and it doesn't surprise me either, although it's the thing of Reuters Pictures and other programs like Rachel Maddow and a couple of the others. But he's, you know, this one, and I hear that he's saying it was someone other than him. He didn't know about it. He's throwing up his hands and saying, yeah, I was just as shocked as everybody else. We were talking before we went on air. He's the executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he has to know. And if he doesn't, then he's not running enough of a tight ship, so he's got to go. But this shouldn't surprise you, and it's going to happen more and more and more before we get through the election.
All right, let's drift down over here. Good morning, caller. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yep, sir, Captain.
Make it quick.
Okay. Did you hear about President Xi from China apparently pressured the WHO?
Yeah.
The World Health Organization to
delay
the announcement?
Know all about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, well, that's true, Frank. That story surfaced over the weekend, too, that China had pressured the World Health Organization to sit on the information and not give out the information about the pandemic.
Yeah, this is. There's been buzz about this for quite a while.
Sure, for several months.
Yeah, they're just too chummy, and this is why when and I'm going to go to something that's real on the tip of my nose today. You've got fact checkers for Facebook over there talking about how we're calling this false because the information from the WHO says it's false. Well, what good are fact checkers if you're using data from the World Health Organization, which has now proved itself to be corrupt?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, go ahead.
We have to start saying no to the people who are saying what the truth is and what it's not. I don't want you to tell me what the truth is and what it's not if you're a social media platform. I want you to shut up and let people converse on the social media platform. Mm-hmm. I don't need you filtering my information like Big Brother.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Frank Silvano from the Underground USA podcast. By the way, that judge is going to be ruling very soon on the dismissal of the charges against Lieutenant General Flynn. I'm not sure. It may be this week. May not be this week, but we'll see. Anyway, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast, is brought to you by the Moss Nissan folks. And Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. MossNissan.com is a website. And all you need to know is four things if you want to buy a vehicle, certified, pre-owned, or new. And that is that all veterans, all active duty military, and all first responders get preferred pricing off the vehicle that they want to purchase, whether it's certified, pre-owned, or new. Now, here's the best part about everything. If you just want to get your vehicle serviced and you're a veteran, active duty military, first responder, active retired, a pastor, or a military family member, you get 15% off getting your vehicle serviced. So how about that? Who's doing that these days? Nobody. So take the time to pay a visit to one of the Moss dealerships, Moss Nissan at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, Moss Nissan at US 19 in Crystal River, and two dealerships at the same street location, 11001 North Florida Avenue. You've got Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. But wherever you go, Moss will take good care of you because they believe in whatever it takes to make you a happy camper when it comes to whatever it is you're doing at a Moss Nissan facility. So remember, if you buy a vehicle, Moss Care comes with every new and pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan. Now, you want something a little better to go along with it? How about when you go in there, you say, hey, the captain sent me. You know what that does? Ding, 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 ding. $500 worth of savings immediately off the new or pre-owned vehicle that you're looking at. You get $500 off the car. Take that to the bank. So when you go up there, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. You know, I wish I could just stop talking about this, but I can't, because I know that General Flynn got railroaded by the Obama administration, and you and I talked about this early on. You know, if kind of, sort of, maybe, perhaps were the terms we were using, but now we know it just didn't happen the way that they let it out to be. Now, the FBI, and this is from Andrew McCarthy. He wrote yesterday in the National Review. He said, the FBI coordinated very closely with the Obama White House on the investigation of Michael Flynn while the Obama Justice Department was asleep at the switch. Now, we heard from Sidney Powell yesterday, and she said in no uncertain terms that Barack Obama was aware of all of this.
Well, and I'm very sure the words "keep me apprised" were at least spoken, if not more. Remember, Barack Obama was joined at the hip throughout his 8 years in the Oval Office by Valerie Jarrett. So when you're talking about the Obama knew what was going on, I have no doubt, because Valerie Jarrett needed to know everything that was going on. That's how she ran that White House.
Mm-hmm.
As special advisor,
mm-hmm.
You know. So when you, even today, because she's still operating in D.C., as are the Obamas and their small cabal, you're going to start seeing incremental defenses about what was done, or a channeling of the blame away mm-hmm. from the Obamas and the heart of the people, on an attempt to stall all kinds of action that should be taking place, because they still hold a great deal of influence there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say the name again, Valerie Jarrett.
Yep.
She didn't go anywhere, and she refuses to give up the reins of the progressive machine that they installed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we all know, those of us that understand the way things work, the FBI answers to the DOJ, correct?
Absolutely. It's a part.
And the DOJ answers to the Attorney General, correct?
The DOJ is run by the Attorney General, correct?
Then how could these agencies not know what the other one was doing? They all had to know.
They had to know at various levels. This is, you know, we've been talking about this for a very long time.
You bet.
I keep bringing up the Clintons.
Yep.
Because this was their role in this move towards global government for the United States and the dismissal of the U.S. Constitution.
Yep.
Back then, they started appointing careerists, professional people at the FBI, the DOJ, the State Department, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
who by the time Obama got into office were in upper middle to upper management, and they can stall and short walk things mm-hmm. or do things by themselves, which is not the way it's supposed to be done, mm-hmm. mind you. But they were able to do these things, the Pages, the Strzoks, you know, all the way up to the Comeys, you know. So they had their apparatus in place to do what they needed to do for political achievement rather than what the mission for their departments and agencies were.
Mm-hmm.
This has been coming for 40 years.
Yeah. Well, now this leads me to the question, what is Obamagate? Have you heard about all that right now, right?
Well, it's aside from the fact that he's mouthing off and actively going against a sitting president of the United States,
sure.
which is just unbelievable.
Yep.
This is so far beyond the pale for a past president. I don't know what to do, but we knew it was going to happen.
Sure.
You know, besides the fact, their whole unit right there, from Obama to Brennan to Holder to Lynch, they were all behind all of the things that made our jaws drop for the last 12 years.
You're right. Now, Saturday night, Fox News host Jesse Waters said sources were telling him that Attorney General William Barr had received smoking gun documents that were going to cast aspersions on the Russian investigation. Now, he said this in his opening monologue. He said that the records would reveal that former President Barack Obama had a significant role in the investigation into the Trump 2016 campaign ties to Russia, which President Trump and his allies have deemed a witch hunt. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. And again, this is Jesse Waters saying this. He said sources were telling Jesse Waters and Waters World that Attorney General Bill Barr was just given a trove of smoking gun documents that would point directly at former President Barack Obama, revealing his powerful connection to Spygate and the Russia hoax. It's called bingo, gotcha.
Well, Jesse Waters used to be the executive producer for Bill O'Reilly, and having understood Bill O'Reilly being a guest on his show, I know that they're out for ratings, so I don't put a lot of stock in secret backroom smoky stuff that Jesse Waters says. That said, A.G. Barr has said he's got documents that are damning.
That I believe.
And the investigations that he has sanctioned, he has said, have uncovered things that are criminally actionable.
Yep.
My question is this. When does the prosecution start?
You bet.
We have been talking and heard, we've heard people talk about bringing people to justice for a very long time, and nothing has happened but a lot of talk. It's time to see some people charged, and not mid-level underlings. I know Strzok is going to get charged. I know Page is going to get charged. I'm talking about Eric Holder. I'm talking about Loretta Lynch. I'm talking about people in that, Brennan, people in that inner circle. Mm-hmm. I want to see high-level people be prosecuted and put in jail. Not the Sandy Berger type of thing when he took something and stuffed it into his sock. I want people to feel real pain for doing what they did when they raped the public trust. So, and I'm seeing these comments more and more and more where I linger on social media and where I hang out everywhere else. People are asking, when's it going to start?
Yeah.
Because they're starting to lose faith that it's ever going to.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, and Eric is just chiming in saying this, he's saying, for the communists, politics supersedes everything. There is nothing without politics, political law, Trump's constitutional law, and a communist mind. Well, that's what we're seeing, and that's what the Democrats are doing. It's all about politics.
Well, it's about the degree of politics. Remember, going back to the beginning, Adams and Jefferson, getting into the second election, they were all about the Constitution and Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
But politics played a great role in what was happening. That said, they never just wiped their armpits with the Constitution. And so Eric's right. When we're talking about progressives, And this new progressive morph of communism and socialism that's just a cancer in our country, it's about the end justifies the means. It's about Alinskyism. It's about slashing and burning to achieve your goal. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the rule of law. They create classes of judicial impact. So,
to be continued Friday. I'll talk to you then, my friend.
Stay well, my friend.
All right. Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Go over there. He's on Facebook, by the way. Go over there and check him out. Coming back with the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are now warning that the country should brace for more economic problems in the months ahead. While most states are working on reopening their economies, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says by June, unemployment could reach 20%. The last time it was that high was back in the Great Depression.
We understand why the economy is slowing down, and we expect that we can reverse it. Whereas in the Depression, there were a lot of other things, a lot of policy errors and so on, that made the whole thing drag out.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of different options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback Mondays and Fridays, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they are working for me. Now, not only are they good, but they're good for you. And they also are real food, real science, real nutrition, no synthetics, additives, or fillers, and it's got the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables by taking them every day like I am. And it also helps build up your immunity. So here's what you do to find out more and save some money, too. Go to the website balanceofnature.com. balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll save 35%. 35% on the product. So that's balanceofnature.com or 800-246-8751. Tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you are going to save 35%. All right, Patrick Hyland is here, Mr. Sports Zone himself. What's up?
Hey, Captain. Well, a lot is going on in the sports world as far as salaries are concerned and how they're going to pay these guys and if there's going to be a reduction.
Well, I just saw Robert Kraft do a commercial for the new layout of the NFL on Fox.
Well, they're thinking that's going to start on time now. things are looking positive in that direction. They spoke to the doctor, and he said, you know, if it keeps going the way it is, then we'll be okay, but obviously time will tell.
Well, listen to this. Listen to this. Coronavirus sees another weekend of low numbers. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, MLB, they did a test of all their employees, and it was less than 1% even tested positive for it. So, obviously, you know, it's going down, and things are getting better. The question is, though, obviously Major League Baseball captain is going to have a reduction in games.
Right.
Should there be a salary reduction for the players?
I'd say yes.
Hmm.
You're not playing the whole season? If you're not playing the whole season, yes.
Okay, but this is no fault of their own, number one, number two.
I don't care. You want to keep your team in business or you want to bankrupt them?
Okay. If I told you... If I told you the Major League Baseball owners, the billionaires out there, won't be losing that much, okay, when it's all said and done, then do you think maybe the owners might be a little bit out of line?
I find that hard to believe because when you can't open the doors for something, and we're what? Let's see. We went through April, May, June, right? We're going to be June before they start, maybe July. Let's say it's June. So April and May, you've lost 2 months of the season. Maybe you'll lose 2.5 months of the season. You've got to have lost money. You've had zero revenue coming in unless people have been buying jerseys and things. And I don't see people walking around with new jerseys.
Yeah. No,
wait a minute. I take it back. Tom Brady.
Well,
I started to see them this weekend.
You have a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a lot of people still buying things for Major League Baseball. Okay, yeah, some of the revenue is by the gate, no question about it. But, you know, these guys are doing okay. It's kind of funny, Captain, is what I'm alluding to. When we have billionaire owners looking to get money from the city and the counties to fund their stadiums, they cry poor mouth all the time. It's kind of nauseating, Captain. It really is.
Well, Florida passed a law to allow them to do it. The state legislature is the one that divvies out the money. You know that, and I know that from the taxes.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, and there's, you know, I just don't get it.
Matter of fact, Arizona, the reason we lost the Cincinnati Reds to Arizona is because they went out there and they gave them a 5-year moratorium on any kind of taxes at all. That's why we lost the Cincinnati Reds.
See, that's sad. We're letting these guys, but you and I still have to pay our taxes, Captain. Yep. See, that to me, there's an issue there. There's a problem, and you can justify it or try to sell it all you want, but, you know, I think it's wrong. But anyway, and the NBA, you know, they're trying to find a way to try to restart it. I really do think they have to just go right to the playoffs because the teams at the bottom of the barrel, Captain, in the NBA, what do they really have to play for? It's ridiculous. So you make these guys come back, risk injury, for what?
Mm-hmm.
I think that needs to just stop.
Mm-hmm.
With the NFL, there's a few teams trying to still make some things happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets, there's been talk about their safety. Okay, Adams, excellent safety. But they're talking it'd be crazy to move him. McKinnon. Now, the running back for the 49ers, Captain with John Lynch, our buddy out there in San Fran, he's looking good in rehab. And they traded Breida, the kid from Florida, the Nature Coast, to the Miami Dolphins. So they got to get him back. They got to get the running back game in order and see if they're going to make another run at the Super Bowl. But I might just see what's going to happen in baseball. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to. And then this Sunday, at least we get to watch NASCAR. We'll talk about that Friday on the show, Captain. The good old Darlington. You like that track, don't you?
I do. It's an old-fashioned track from way back when, and it's where they had the Firecracker 400, and that's where Cale Yarborough and, let's see, the boys got into a Bobby Allison got into a big fight there. They stopped the car at the end of the race, and they got into a big fight there because of the thumping and bumping that was going on. Everybody remembers Darlington for that one.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny, Captain. Yeah, well, like the old saying, if they're not racing, they're not racing.
That was Richard Petty's home track, too, by the way.
That's right. It sure was, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Very good stuff, man.
Now, one last little question here. We talked about a lot of different things, but we didn't talk about hockey. Are they still stuck up there in Canada? Is that what the deal's going to be? They're going to have to play games if they play any in Canada?
That's what they're talking about, you know, because obviously it would be a lot easier to get the American players there versus the Canadian players here is what they're saying. But hopefully they'll lift that restriction. I mean, now, obviously this Friday will be the middle of the month, so that's when I think the real decision has to be made. Can we let the guys come back next Monday and start training, working out, and get back to it and start June 1st?
They start tennis in another, week or two, and they start golf, professional golf, in another week or two. So we do know that. So they're starting up, too. And then there was one other one that was starting up, another professional sport. I forget what the heck it was. But that's what's going to happen here. So you're going to have NASCAR, you're going to have tennis, and you're going to have golf.
The thing about golf's going to be interesting because you're still going to have a lot of people out there in close proximity of each other. So hopefully that's going to work out fine and dandy. And tennis also. All these sports, you still need a lot of people there to perform them. I mean, over in Korea,
the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now tell us what it is you do.
Well, Captain, that's it. You know, there's nothing to fear. Segue into me. Just let me take a second look at your insurance paperwork and see if you have the right plans for yourself. If you do, great. If you don't, I'll point them out to you, and I'll be of help to you. My name is Patrick Hyland. I do the Sports Zone. You can catch us on the Facebook Sports Zone. Also on Monday and Fridays, I'm with the captain here talking sports. But my profession is insurance. Been doing it for over 30 years. I've helped out a lot of people over these years. And anybody who knows me knows I take good care of them. I've helped out the captain, helped out his friends. I can help you out. It's real simple. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose. So, you know, except maybe you're losing some money, and I can help you get some of that back and also make you in a better position with your policies for yourself and your family. So, again, my name is Patrick Hyland. Pleasure to meet with you. Have a cup of coffee. We'll be able to get here together real soon. The restaurants are opening. We'll go have a cup of coffee. We'll go over the program with you. And give me a call, 813-966-1052. Last but not least, anybody on Medicare Advantage plans right now, you have till June 30th. They extended the open enrollment period till then. So if you're not happy with your Medicare Advantage plan, give me a call. I can help you out with the devoted health plan that the captain's on and loves, and a lot of other friends and family love it also. So, again, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Captain, thank you as always. God bless you.
All right.
Look to see you soon here.
Yep. All right. And by the way, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, if you're not getting your premium back on your Social Security and your Part D or B or whatever it is where you get $100-some-odd back, if you're not getting that back, Patrick will help you do that because he's got plans that you will get your money back, and that's what that's all about. You're giving yourself technically a pay raise. How about that? All right, we're coming right back. We're going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast for the day, and Kathy is going to take it away. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, one of the best comments ever. And here we go. All right, and now it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast, brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, just one of the 213 locations across the United States of America. One within the sound of my voice right now, I am very sure of that. Okay, today, Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny today. It will be breezy as the day moves along, winds out of the north. They'll start out about 5 to 10. This afternoon, they'll go 10 to 20. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 79 degrees, and the bay water temperature at 77. Now, we had our low tide at 12:05 a.m., and our high tide's coming at 4:22 this afternoon. So keep in mind that you've got a great day to be out on the water today. It's not going to be bad at all. Now, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, I've known about the Freedom Boat Club since 1989. That's when my wife and I first came down here. We'd come down here, spend a week down here, visit my parents who lived down in Sarasota, and they retired down there. And then 1 week became 2 weeks, became 3 weeks, became a month, and we used to spend as much as a month here. But my wife loved the Freedom Boat Club. She saw the ad in the paper. She says, we got to belong to this. We need to be a part of this. We need to get on one of these boats and blah, 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 blah. And we did. And we joined it down in Venice, and then we moved up to Monterey Jacks in Sarasota until she passed away. And then I came back up here to Tampa, and that was a long story. But anyway, you've all been advised, all of you, to keep your distance. So consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine, the vitamin D2. Have a great time on the water with your friends and family. And don't forget, you get the sun sanitized too. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, or maybe you were going to take an RV across the country, or take the family truckster and travel across the country, and you didn't go on that trip, and you've got some money left to invest, well, how about investing it into a Freedom Boat Club membership? Enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long. And by the way, you can finance your membership. And for a limited time, you get 1 month free on the membership, the monthly membership, and $1,000 off the initiation fee, which is a one-time fee. You get $1,000 off that fee. So the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservations, fill the cooler, and in minutes, you're out on the water soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. All you got to do is call Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. I'm telling you, this is worth the price of admission, and you're going to love being out on the water. You're going to absolutely love being out of the water. There's nothing better than that. No better way to have fun. All right. President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 49%. That's remaining pretty much steady. It's been a little bit higher a couple times earlier, you know, like a couple months ago. But it's been remaining steady in the high 40s, and there it is at 49%. And Republicans now seem to be a lot more eager than Democrats to emerge from the coronavirus lockdown, even if it means more sickness and health. But most voters, regardless of party affiliation, agree that America cannot remain like this indefinitely, and they want the country opened. Now, I will tell you that there are more and more people out there in the streets right now and out there doing things saying, hey, this is America. You can't keep us penned up. Politicians need to be very careful. And there are some states that are opening up a little bit more today, but not all of them. Now, Americans are more eager to take the COVID-19 vaccine than the usual flu shot. That's what we're hearing now, according to the latest Rasmussen Repol's national telephone and online survey. And most Republicans still believe that senior federal law enforcement officials acted illegally to try and stop Donald Trump's election, and they think former FBI Director James Comey should be criminally prosecuted. Now, that may happen. That may happen. We'll see. We'll see. Now, President Trump also wants to penalize sanctuary communities in future federal bailout packages. Most Republicans think it's a great idea. Most Democrats don't. Of course. Why wouldn't it be any other way? Now, leading the nation through the unprecedented coronavirus pandemic, the president has earned a monthly job approval rating of 45% in April, down from 47% in March, with a high of 49% for the year in February. But again, his daily job approval remains at 49%, so go figure. And the coronavirus has done little to dent the voters' optimism about America's future. And most believe that the future will be great again. Now, voters are more eager to get back to work, but aren't convinced things will be returning to normal for many by next month. Most remain worried, too, that they'll get the coronavirus if they return to the workplace. Well, I don't really think that's going to happen to a great degree, but, you know, we'll see. What am I? Just an opinion. And 35% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. So we'll see what happens with all of this that's out there. And again, keep in mind, it's not the president's fault that we got into this mess. You can look right straight square at China right in the eyes and start there and then never let a good crisis go to waste that bunch, the Democrats. Look at them next. Because the conspiracy, if you want to call it that, the concerted effort to overthrow the legitimate elected government of the United States of America and President Donald J. Trump was alive and well, and now they've been caught with their hands in the freaking cookie jar, and I hope they chop their fingers off. It's coming. There's too much stuff out there that people aren't going to get indicted. There's too much stuff. Now, it leads me to remind everybody, this is your homework assignment. Look up the definition of sedition. Look up the definition of sedition. And then look up the definition of treason. And then when you look up the definition of treason, add to it high treason. There is a difference. And when you see, when you want to see what the legal charges could be for something like that, you might be amazed. Because somebody's going to get charged for something like that. Now, got to remind everybody that Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Don't forget to go down there and check them out. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Try that at a big box store. It ain't going to happen. Or an online site. Now stop and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin driving around. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for your service or just stop by the store, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road. Now, you know, it's been another really, really busy news night, and I can't wait to hear what some of the talking head shows today talk about when it comes to Iran blowing one of their own ships out of the water. I can't wait to hear what they have to say there. I hope they got somebody that knows what they're talking about, and some amateurs going, oh, how can that possibly happen? Boy, oh boy. All right, I'll see you all tonight in the Radio, folks, and remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. Stay safe. Stay healthy, stay comfortable, and remember,
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.